where we are today. So we just need to make sure that we are staying in the will of God. We have to make sure we stay in the will of God and in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I'm just thankful every day that I'm able to get up and go about my daily activities, and I'm looking forward to seeing what God is going to do and saying, because he is an awesome God. You know, when we think about everything we've had to go through, amen, and yet he's still keeping us, and we praise him. And, you know, we don't always be obedient, amen. We don't always be obedient, but he is obedient to his word. He is obedient to his word, and we are thankful for that. We know that we have an online community that is listening in, and it seems to be populating more and more around the world. So we're thankful for that, and we're thankful for you all that are present. Here lately, we've been having some difficulties. You can tell when God's really wanting to do something or he's trying to release a word, because the adversary is always busy and he tries to stop it from going through the airways for other people to hear. So we have an audience worldwide, and we're thankful and grateful that they are listening. And even to each one of you that you chose to be here, and you didn't have to. You could have gone somewhere else. Amen. But nevertheless, you know, you came here, and that means God has a word. And as I said last week, we need to make sure that we don't get distracted, because the very time that we are distracted, that's the time God is speaking. Amen. And there's so much that's happening. Amen. There is so much that is happening that we need to be aware of and alert to. Amen. Amen. All right.
Are we good, Norris? Good morning, House of Destiny.
Good morning.
Let me just get settled down here for a minute, because jumping in from one thing to another. But when it comes to the time of the word, you got to wait on God. Our message today is the whore in the wilderness. The whore in the wilderness. Some may be offended, some may not. But if not, if you are, you remember, it's not an offense on me. It's against God. Let's go to the book of Revelation 17, verses 1 and verses 2, in order to hear and understand the level of what we teach here out of the Bible. You got to drop your religion and your intellect, because those two things there, cut them phones down, please. Put them on mute. Something. But anyway, Revelation, will you put it up there for me? Revelation 17, verses 1 and verses 2. Please put it up. Something wrong? Okay. The word of the Lord says in Revelation 17, verses 1 and verses 2. It says, "And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials. And he talked with me, saying unto thee," or saying unto me, "come hither, and I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication," which is idol worship, "and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine," or the spirit, "of her fornication, which is her idol worship. We're going to be talking about religion, false religion. In order to understand what's going on here, notice that the angel said, come hither. Mm-hmm. That means you got to come to him. He doesn't have to come to you. And then you'll be able to see some things. And he's talking about this idol worship. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah 10, verses 3 and verses 4. Don't worry about the enemy. He's just an idiot. That's all he is. He can't stop nothing. He can't stop nothing. But he has to do his job just like we have to do ours. Amen. Watch this word speaking about. How many of y'all ever heard of Constantine? Y'all know anything about Constantine? Y'all folk been in church all this time, and some of y'all don't know about Constantine. What they teaching y'all in these churches? In 23 A.D., Constantine, the first pope of the Catholic Church, what he did was, he called the Council of Nicaea, 1,700 bishops. And he said, this is what we're going to do to make this thing profitable. We're going to mix idol worship with Christendom. It's not Christianity, it's Christendom. It's a false religion. Y'all bear with me now. Don't go nowhere. I'll show you in the book. God never told us to call ourselves Christians. The Romans named us Christians at Antioch. You never ask yourself that question. Well, who called us Christians? God never did. But what Jesus did tell us is that if we held fast to his teachings, we would become his disciples. But you see how man always got to give something and change the aspect of it. And then the world follows it and they become idol worshipers without even knowing it. Well, I told you now, don't get offended. Watch what the word says here in Jeremiah 10, verses 3 and verses 4. For the customs, of the people are what? Vain. For one cutteth down a tree out of the forest, and work the work of the hands of the workman with the axe. And they deck it with silver and with gold, and fasten it with nails and hammers, that it move not. Doesn't that sound like a Christmas tree to you? Come on, talk to me. How many times have we, or not me, but Chris, brought that junk up into the church? How many times have you believed that lie that on Christmas was the day Jesus was born? Can't you see what they're doing? How they always mix in a false religion which was supposed to be pure, like Christmas, Santa Claus, and Jesus. See how they related? Same with Easter. Easter, the bunny rabbit, and the resurrection. You see how they do it? Don't they do it? Don't they do it? That's because of Constantine. In order to bring people into the church and bring more money, what he did was he instituted paganism, Christmas, Easter, all of that. And if you do your research, you'll see where all this comes from. But the thing about Christians is they don't do no research. They just believe everything they hear. They come around in church. They jump around in church. You know, they do their little thing every month. You know, once a month, it becomes a ritual. We don't do that here, this communion, until God say do it. You've got to check the health of the church before you start messing around with things that you really don't know nothing about. Because he told you, now let a man examine himself, because many have taken this and have fell asleep. In other words, they've died and fell sick because they're dealing with stuff that they don't know nothing about. And when you deal with stuff that you don't know nothing about, it becomes dangerous, doesn't it? Go back to Revelation. Notice that we was talking about the great whore that sits on many waters. How she has committed, or how the kings of the earth have committed fornication out of worship with her. And not only the kings, but the inhabitants of the earth, the church, is involved in this craziness. But watch this. The Lord says here that,
verse 3, Revelation 17, verse 3. Are we there? So he carried me away in the spirit. You can't see this unless God's spirit carries you away in it. Amen?
And he carried me away into the wilderness. The wilderness is a place that's hidden. There we go. Put it back up, son. And he said, when he took me there, and I saw a woman, this woman signifies the church. Look what she's doing. She's sitting, remember last week we talked about that beast? Look what this false church is doing, this woman. Look what the people of God supposedly are doing. No, they ain't supposedly. They're supposed to be the people of God, but look what they're doing. The woman is sitting upon a scarlet-colored beast. That means that he's got a lot of blood on his hand. But the church is sitting right there on him, on this beast, right? Full of the names of blasphemies, having seven heads and 10 horns. We told you about she had perfect power and a unified power. Matured in this thing. Well, and the Bible says here in verse 4 of Revelation 17, the Bible says, verse 4, and the woman, look what she was arrayed in. Pay close attention. She was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, decked with gold and precious stones and pearl, let me stop right there. You see what them colors are? Those colors represent the colors of the priesthood. But where is this whore sitting? On the beast. And what's the beast looking like? Scarlet color. He got a lot of blood on his hand. See, it's through this beast she rises herself to glory, but she ain't gonna stay there. Put it back up, son. Having a golden cup in her hand, full of abomination and filthiness of her idol worship, her fornication. That golden cup is our souls. The church, the false church, has a whole lot of people's souls in their hand. And it's full of abominations and filthiness. You can tell by the stuff that you see. You can see it on Facebook or any other place. Or you can go to the churches. You can see just what they're doing. But if you don't know, look, when you don't know, you just don't know. And your own intellect will destroy you. Because you think you know when you don't know. And God can't get into you because your intellect won't allow it. Because you believe in man more than you do in God. We say we believe in God. But when the rubber hit the road, we find out what we're really made out of. Mm-hmm, don't we? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Verse 5 says, and upon her forehead, this false church was written, mystery, Babylon, Babylon the Great. That means confusion. She can confuse in a great manner. She is the mother of harlots and an abomination of the earth. He's talking about that false church. All of these denominations out here sprang from the Catholic Church, whether you believe it or not. When you see them in their robes and all, that's Catholicism. That's false worship. But they don't even know what they're doing. They walk around with their fish hats and everything, but they don't know. They don't know no better. I'm talking about leaders. I'm talking about leaders sitting in the pulpit with mason rings on, which is an occult. And people sitting right up under. And they're holding your soul in their hand, that golden cup, and it's filled with filthiness and all of that because of the thing, the spirit that they're in. They're in the spirit of mammon. They want money. They want money. They take up 5, 6, 7, 8 offerings. $100 line, $500 line. People out here, they're going through hell, yet though, they're ripping the people off at the church and giving it to some man in a robe and a fish hat. Looking stupid. But that makes them think they look high. I tell you, you're not going to like me this morning. I don't care. And this is why 1 Peter 4:17 says, put it up. 1 Peter 4:17, please. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. Wonder why? Because of idol worship that's in it. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be for them that obey not the gospel of God? I'm giving you the word of God. See, you don't. It ain't about how you feel about things. It's about how God feels about it. Let's go back to Revelation 17, verse 7. Are you with me? Now, it's one thing that we're going to have to prove it, and we will here in a minute. Verse 7 of Revelation 17 says, and the angel said unto me, wherefore did... Well, anyway, let's read verse 6. And I saw the woman, the church, she was drunken with the blood of the saints. Ooh. In other words, the blood of the saints is their life. And the things that their life can give to this false church, mammon. So he saw this woman, she was drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Mm-hmm. See, John didn't know what he was looking at. He was writing it down. But he was marveled at what God had showed him hidden in that wilderness, that hidden place. See, they hide behind religion to say that it's of God. And if you don't know any better, if you're not carried away in the spirit, as the Bible says that was done by John, then you won't be able to see it. And when you do see it, you will marvel at it because you don't understand. Because all your life you have believed what these suckers called preachers have been telling you. They are, most of them are a bunch of blood-sucking leeches. They like money. But you can be sure your sins will find you out. Verse 7 says, and the angel said to me, what you marveling about this for? I'm going to tell you the mystery of the woman. which and of the beast that carried her, which had the seven heads and ten horns. We've already went through that. You go back last week to the sermon and tie it in. Mm-hmm. Let's drop on down here to verse 16 and 17. And the ten horns which I saw upon the beast, these shall hate the whore. See, eventually, same thing, she riding gonna kill her. Do you understand that? They hate her. And shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. This is what's gonna happen to her when they don't need her no more. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the word of God shall be fulfilled. And it shall be fulfilled. I'm not going to be with you long. Revelation 18, verses 1 and verses 2-7. Revelation 18, verses 1-7. Are we there? Watch this. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power. And the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, that's confusion. That's that false religion. Do you not know the reason why all this stuff is, all this wars and all this chaos and these protests, all that is between religion, Muslim, so-called Christianity, whatever y'all call it, you know, it's really Christendom, it's false. But you don't know it's false. I'm not saying Jesus is false. Don't get me wrong here. I'm saying that this Christianity set up, which came by Constantine, is a false religion. We are not Christian. We are disciples of God, and we are of the tribe of Judah. You better recognize who and what you are. That's why one minute you calling yourself black, one minute you calling yourself white, one minute you're a Caucasian, one minute you're Afro-American, you don't know what you are. Because you don't know no better. And if you don't know, you just don't know. But we're here to try to teach. Amen? Amen. I know it can be hard for some of y'all because some of y'all are caught up in that religion. You've been in it all your life. But I'm showing it to you right here in the book about it. Don't care nothing to me about that word Christianity. Everybody say they're a Christian. Everybody you meet, yeah, I'm a Christian. Well, we're disciples. And disciples of Christ have an obligation to do our best to do the will of God. Not to think that we can do this or we can do that or we can do it this way or we can do it that. All of sin that comes short of the glory of God. But we're still pressing on toward the true and the living God and not the religion of man. Am I clear about that? So he goes on and he says that, verse 2, Revelation 18, verse 2. Can I see it, please? And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, is fallen. Says if it's failed spiritually, I mean physically, and it failed spiritually. And it's become the habitation. Look what the false church has done. The false church has become a habitation of devils, holding every foul spirit. And a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Sound like the church to you? All you got to do is go around. You ain't got to go around now. You can look on Facebook, Instagram, internet. And you can see enough stuff about church to make you sick. Can I get a witness? Amen. I saw a preacher the other day. Got a woman up front spanking on her behind. That's madness. In front of congregation. Wait a minute, man. You done gone too far. If you give so much money, they'll pray for you. You give 1,000, you might get the preacher to come and see you when you're sick. You pay $100, you get one of the low-end deacons. Yeah, I'm coming with it. Just straight. Straight up. Say, this thing is full of every kind of foul spirit. Yes, it is. Every cage of every unclean, a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. So much hate in the church. Looking at what people wear, looking at just talking about people. Unnecessary foolishness. And verse 4 says, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. See what he's saying here? He's telling us to come out of that false idol worship in these churches. He's saying it right here. Come out of her, my people, that ye may not be partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquity. Reward for her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works in the cup which she hath filled to her double. In other words, God going to give her double trouble for the trouble that she has caused us. Because God going to get his people. He's going to get his people. How much she had glorified herself and lived delicious. So much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, watch this, I sit a queen, yeah, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. She's talking junk, ain't she? Let's go to Revelation 3 about this person that thinks she's, or this church that thinks she's all of this. Revelation 3, verses 14 through 18. We're going to be talking about the church of Laodicea. That's the last dispensation of the church age, which we're in now. Is not the church now richer than it's ever been? Is it not? You can be honest with me. You can be honest with me. Look at verse 3. Verses 3, verses 14 through 18. Are we there? And unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen. Talk about that when the other day, didn't we? Amen. Tom did. These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said, I know your works, Laodicea, that thou art neither cold nor hot. In other words, they ain't got much going on. I would that you were either cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. Because thou sayest, watch this, I am rich and increased in good. Ain't that what she said just a minute ago? I live deliciously. I'm this, I'm that. I sit as a queen. Ain't that what she said? Talking about the church. She said, I'm talking about the church of Laodicea, the one now that's richer than ever before. I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. There it is. And knowest not that thou, and this is what Jesus retortedly stated back to her. He said, and knowest not that thou, see, if you don't know, you don't know. I told you that. You don't know that you're wretched. Watch what he's talking about the church. You're wretched, you're miserable, you're poor, you're blind, and you're naked. Now, it don't seem to me like God is playing. Because he's telling the church just like that. Yeah, you think you got it on, but you wretched. You naked. You poor. Because you don't have me. You've got what you think of my blessings, material things. And that's how you equate God working in somebody's life as up against what they have or what they don't have. If you've got God in your life, then you've got all his riches and glory. Amen. That's the word. Don't you ever feel disappropriated and out of sync simply because you don't have what somebody else might have. Because you don't know what hell they're going through to have that. Want what you have. It's best to want what you have. Listen to me. It is best to want what you have than to have what you want. Let's go on to Revelation 18. Come on, come on. Let's go on to Revelation 18, verses 8 and verse 11. See, regardless of the situation, you got to get up here and do your job as best you can. Amen? Amen? This is not an easy place to be, I keep telling y'all. Not an easy place to run the church. Me and my old lady had to leave home early in the morning and do all kinds of stuff. You know, it is what it is. That's why I always tell people, before you get involved in this right here, you better make sure you've been chosen by God. Not just called. Anybody can be called, but few are chosen. God will equip the chosen to take the journey all the way to the end. Don't make no difference what you go through. We don't shut down for nothing. Unless God says shut it down. When he says shut it down, it's his church. Amen. But until then, we're going to keep on rolling. Amen. Revelation 18, verses 8 through 11. Those are my last verses. Are we there? Now understand something. Well, understand something. That the book of Revelation, you remember that seventh angel that came and talked to John about this whore in the wilderness and showed it? Revelation says when John, let me look at verses 3. When John tried to bow down to this angel, you know what that angel told him? That angel said, don't do that. He said, because I'm one of your fellow servants, the prophets. In other words, those seven angels, they were once servants and prophets of God. Mm-hmm. Now let me take you back. Let me prove it to you in the Word. When Jesus Christ was resurrected, many of the saints was resurrected with him. And he took them with him to set up his spiritual leading in heaven. Amen? Amen. Does not the Word say when the man say, whose wife she going to belong to? Jesus told him, look here, in the resurrection ain't going to be no marriage. He said, because you're going to be just like the angels, huh? Right. He's telling you right there how you're going to be. Come on, y'all. Did you catch it?
Yeah.
All right. All right. So whatever we're going to do, we got to do it now. Right. Revelation 18, verses 8 through 11. Therefore her shall her plague, verse 8, come in one day. That's that false church. Death and mourning and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire. Ain't that what the beast said he was going to do? Yes. For strong is the Lord God who judges her. God said, I'm going to put it in their heart to do that to her. Going to tear apart. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her, Pope. He got his hand in everything. Everything. And then, like I said before, you got these churches who sit up there and read what they call the Apostle Creed. And in that Apostle Creed, they say, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church. A false religion. It's false. It's false because of the things that they've done. Do you know the torture chambers that are under the Vatican? Do you know that there are 3 miles at least of books, hidden books, knowledge of Jesus Christ and all the prophecy stuff that they don't want you to have? You say, well, how do you know that? Look, Word of God says if everything was written in a book that Jesus Christ did, the world wouldn't even be able to contain it. So 3 miles of manuscripts that they don't want you, that's why God spit up the Dead Sea Scrolls. He spit it up out of the earth. He said, it's going to be revealed. But it's going to be revealed in my time. Now, when they burn them, because they make a lot of money. Oh, Peter said they're going to make merchandise of you. Ain't that what the church do? They're always trying to say something. They're always trying to say something. Money changes. I'm talking about set up in the church. The money changes. They're still doing it. Say they're going to be standing, verse 9 says, and the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Oh, they're going to be hurt because their money, too much money in it. Pope Leo XIII said, this thing called Jesus Christ, we're going to make it a most profitable. You got to study and make yourself approved, or you won't be fooled out here. Verse 10 said, and they're going to be standing far off for the fear of her torment, saying, at last, that great city Babylon, that old false church, confusion, the mighty city, for in one day or in 1 hour is thy judgment. And this is the last verse. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buy their merchandise anymore. Church, in my closing, there's going to come a time, and that time is coming quick, as God exposes all these so-called famous preachers. The only preacher I know that's famous is Jesus Christ. I'm not interested in the fame of any other one or anybody else because they all going to be revealed. Y'all pray for Brother Jakes. Y'all pray for him. That's all I can say. Just pray for the man. Because in actuality, I feel sorry for him. All that work over all these years. And to be that old and have to give his church up because he got involved with the wrong people. See, money will make you stupid. You got to be careful with that thing. You got to be careful with the transfers of them spirits. You know, you got to know how to get up out of there. Because when you're in too deep, you're in too deep. And eventually, God is going to reveal to those who thought you was this or thought you was that, he's going to reveal who you really are. That's why I'm an open book. Matter of fact, I even wrote a book about this open book. And I didn't pull no punches. You know, I let you know about me. So when they say something about me, well, man, read the man book. Duh. You see, because I told you this and I'm going to close. And I told you before. Man is more concerned about how man feel about him. That's why he try to hide himself from man, as if he can hide himself from God. And God see everything you do. Now, if God see everything I do, then why do I have to hide myself from man? You either going to love me for who I am, or you don't love me at all. Because I have never been the kind of person that come up in here and make myself look like I'm more than anybody else. I'm the worst of sinners. I don't even know why he got me up here. But that's his business. Because them the kind of people he used, the worst, the despised. So in closing, church, this is what I'm saying. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open. Keep on assembling ourselves together. Because as the days get longer and harder and the war heats up, and it does, remember this. It takes a cool head to win a hard game. Amen? Amen. Give God some praise.